Hey, welcome to the show, my friends. I'm so glad you chose to take some time to come and learn a few things about money management, specifically as a student and what that looks like. I know your time is valuable to you, as is mine, so let's get right into it. So first off, talking about how to manage money as a student, we need to understand why it's important, right? So why is it important? Why is it important to manage your money the right way as a student, as a young person? So the habits you create now are the ones that will carry over once you are out of high school or out of college into the next stage of life. So start creating healthy habits now so they will come easy when you are on your own. You will need to have good money management skills if you want to live a successful, safe, and independent life. So that is why money management skills are crucial to develop now, so later in life you will thank yourself. Now, why am I telling you about money management or how you should be managing your money? Why me? Why would you trust me? I'm the same as you, right? Well, yeah, I am. But I've also successfully been able to manage my money throughout at least my first year of college, and I managed it pretty well. I ended up having more money than when I went into college, which is crazy to think about. And really, I've just used tactics that I've found on the internet, and I've looked at successful people, I've studied how they manage their money. Now, when I say successful, I don't mean Hollywood stars or people who have had their wealth handed to them. I'm talking about successful people who have built themselves and really built their wealth independently of anyone else. So I followed their steps in money management, and I found that it works flawlessly. If you follow these tips consistently, I guarantee you that you'll find yourself in a great place financially. So the first thing you need to do to manage your money while in college or in high school is to get a job. This will ensure that you have a fixed income. You need to determine how many hours you will work per week. Some students are able to work maybe 20 hours, maybe 15 hours, maybe more, like 25 to 30 hours. If you're in college, try to work your school schedule around work so you'll be able to work the maximum hours you can. Now, if you're in high school, I'm gonna discuss in a later episode what exactly you can do for a job while you're in high school. High school schedules do not have the same amount of flexibility as college schedules, obviously. So in a later episode, I'll go over exactly how you can work around that schedule. So the second thing you need to do after you get a job and determine your hours is budget your income. When you get the first paycheck or first couple paychecks, make sure you put first a percentage for your living expenses. So if you're renting, if you are, you know, living on campus, if you are buying groceries, eating on a meal plan, you know, if you have a car that you need to take care of, all these are living expenses. So you need to put out a percentage, add up all your expenses, and your income should go to that first. Next, you need to budget a percentage for savings. Now, why do you need a savings? Well, this is exactly how I was able to come out of college with more money. So financial experts recommend saving at least 10% of your income and put that into a savings account. Personally, for me, I've been able to save around 50% of my income. Now, this is different for each person based on how comfortable they want to be, how much they want to spend. Personally, for me, spending way less on wants means a higher savings percentage. And savings is important because when you put that in, when you put your money in a savings account in a separate account from your checking account, and you're determined not to spend any of that money, in fact, you can put it in an account where it won't allow you to spend it, and you put that same percentage of income in a savings account each paycheck or each month, it will eventually grow and grow and grow, and it'll keep growing until you have, you know, enough money for what you want to do, whether it's a vacation or whether you want to invest it or, you know, something rewarding for yourself. Personally, I've decided to invest all my savings so my money will work for me in the background and I don't even think about it. The next thing you need to do is budget a percentage of your income for your college fund. This is important because while most people aren't able to graduate college debt-free, over time, as you contribute more money into a college fund, it will eliminate your debt after college significantly. You will thank yourself after college because you did this. Next thing you want to do is budget a percentage for spending so you can pay yourself. Now, normally, if you know you're not in college, maybe you're working a summer job or you're taking a break, whatever it may be, you usually want to pay yourself first, meaning invest in yourself, invest in resources that are going to make you better as a person, that are going to develop your talents, anything like that that will develop you personally. But since you're in college or in high school and you're focusing on that, and that in and of itself is investing in yourself, then put the percentage for spending last, because you want to minimize as much as you can your spending as far as what you want. For example, I like eating Pop-Tarts, and I was buying Pop-Tarts while I was in college. Now, is this a need? No. I have a meal plan that I buy so I can eat on campus. I just buy the Pop-Tarts because it's something sweet and I just really like them. However, it is not a need, it is a want. So, I've decided to cut out Pop-Tarts, and that'll save a few extra dollars per week, several dollars per month, you know, and over time it'll add up and you'll be able to throw that extra cash into your savings account or your college account, where you can eliminate future debt or increase your savings account. And last but not least for this episode, what you want to do is make an emergency fund. Now, this is kind of mainstream. Every financial expert says this: make an emergency fund, make an emergency fund. Well, I can attest, and I didn't believe it at first, that you really needed an emergency fund in college. However, it came true when I ran into some car trouble and I actually needed it. My bill ended up being around $300, and I realized then how much an emergency fund is actually needed. I would recommend saving up to $500, and what you can do to get to that $500 is maybe start saving $50 a month, maybe $100 a month if you can. And when you do that, in no time you'll be able to have an emergency fund, a fully funded emergency fund. And you know, the amount for the emergency fund can vary. It can be $500, it can be $1,000. It just depends on what you have and what you might predict could possibly go wrong with whatever you have or in your life that you might need that money in an emergency. So just to recap, the first step you want to do to better manage your money in college or high school is to get a job. Second, determine how many hours you will work per week. Third, budget your income whenever you get that first couple paychecks. Start to make a budget. You know, a percentage for living expenses, a percentage for savings, percentage for college fund, percentage for spending, aka to pay yourself. And lastly, make an emergency fund. That is all the tips I have for today for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. I hope this is helpful to you. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or anything you'd like to discuss about money management, and I'll be more than happy to talk it over with you. And stay tuned for the next episode, where we'll be talking about spending problems. Maybe you have a problem spending too much money, and I'm going to be going over some tips to help you spend less money where you don't need to be spending. So once again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Thank you.